Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
So the Knicks are going to overtime here. I don't think I said it on air, but I said it on my live stream. I'm like, they went to OT with the Bulls. They went to OT with the Heat. They about to mess around and go OT with the Lakers because they had that 11-point lead going into the fourth. That lead wasn't safe. That lead turned into 8. 8 is not enough. Now let's see. And like Josh Hart looks pissed off. Let's see how they respond in overtime. It's Brunson time. Brunson burner time. JB, who else? Who else can bail the Knicks out? Who else can save the day? Who else can it be? And it's got to be like, you're an all-star. Cat, you're an all-star. Need you too. Because you know Luka and you know LeBron. They're not trying to lose with the world watching. Crypto.com Arena, stupid name. They should have just kept it at Staples Center. This is going to be highly entertaining. Oh, and they just flashed the stat. The Knicks are 5-0 in OT. It's Brunson time. You've seen this episode before. 888-808-1019. Ari's in Lakewood, back on the fan. What's up, Ari?
Yeah, hello?
Hello.
I want to know, how much home runs do you think Judge will hit this year?
If Judge stays healthy.
And by the way, you have the best show I always listen to.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that. If Judge stays healthy, he's a 50 homer guy. He's got to hit over 50. If he can get close to 60, like, that's what we need. This has got to be an MVP.
And how many RBIs do you think?
How many ribbies?
More than 120?
I was going to say 130. I don't know, because he doesn't have Juan Soto in front of him. Luca, I don't know. He doesn't have Juan Soto in front of him.
So who do you think is going to bat in front of him?
Austin Wells today. I think they're set on locking him into that number two spot in the
order. And then
order.
Who's going to do
maybe
number
Jazz.
Four? Giancarlo's
going to
be four? He's injured now.
Giancarlo's, I'm acting like Giancarlo does not exist until, I don't know.
Right, so who's going to do number four? Who's going to bat number four?
Paul Goldschmidt.
And where's Bellinger going to?
Three. Did you see the lineup today? Did you watch the game today?
No.
Okay, go look for the lineup today and see. I mean, there wasn't really many highlights, but the lineup today was probably the closest lineup we've seen to something that they could put together on opening day, and I'm not completely against it. I think I might swap Wells and Jazz, though.
Okay, thank you. I'll go check it out.
Thanks for the compliment. Thanks for the call, Ari. 888-808-1019. Ari is a KM to 2 AM fan. Appreciate it. and a Yankee fan. Now we've got Knicks fans on the line. So Knicks fans that are watching the game, waiting for the end of this game, want to weigh in on this game, call in. Ralph is in Bradley Beach. Ralph, you got it.
Oh, I'm having a heart attack, my man. You're my hero. What a show tonight. I'm sitting with my sister. I'm in California visiting, and my son, Matt, from Arizona. I'm telling you, my friend, I can't take it. But this Tibbs, he's got to play the bench. But what a game. I don't know. I don't think I'll wake up with this. I'll tell you. I think we got it. I think we've just got to get these next 2 minutes, my friend. And I'm taking 10 kids to the St. John's game, I told you. I can't
awesome.
Wait to see the red storm coming. But you are, I have been away for a while, and you are amazing, and your energy, and you've got electricity. And I don't know if I make it through this game. My sister's got the pills waiting just in case I have I pass out.
Hey, well, here we go. We're about to come back on. Thanks for the call, Ralph. 888-808-1019. Brunson has 31 as he brings the ball up the court. It's on him. Like I said, I've seen this too many times. Who else? He's got to get ISO'd. He's got to find a shot. They got LeBron on him, though. That's a tough matchup. Foul on LeBron. Big-ass LeBron on Lil JV. It's going to be tough, but he just drew a foul. Let me look at the rest of the box score. I mean, all these guys that started for them, since we're in overtime, they're about to break 40 minutes. Josh Hart has 18. OG Anunoby has 18. Again, I'm calling on Karl-Anthony Towns. I know Karl-Anthony Towns came back. And actually, I did want to play a clip. I just like Draymond Green's. He needs help, bro. He needs some serious help. But we found out that Karl-Anthony Towns, right, nobody in the family passed. And it's not his girlfriend, which that's what I was like, please don't tell me that his girlfriend. Like he's already dealt with losing people in his family, and he lost his mother to COVID. Jordan Woods, his famous girlfriend, who like she burst on the scene out there in LA with like Kylie Jenner and them. So they're out there in LA now. So I think that was the first sign, like, okay, he's gonna play. He's gonna be good. Maybe he's not there mentally, but she put out she said, thank you for all your prayers and your concern. I had to bury one of my closest people to me yesterday after she lost her battle to breast cancer. Life isn't always fair. She will be missed tremendously. So he was just holding it down for his girl, who like might end up being his wife. And if you've ever dated somebody, if you've ever been with somebody and they lose somebody close to them, like they need strength. They need somebody to prop them up. They need a shoulder to cry on. And look at Brunson, bro. He's going to do it. There's nobody else to do it. Karl-Anthony Towns is not doing it. Karl-Anthony Towns has 12 points. Karl-Anthony Towns has 14 rebounds, though. But like I was saying before, he's an all-star. You need to be an all-star right now. Ooh, Austin Reeves. I know this has been said about the Knicks 1,000 times, but I'm going to say it 1,001. They do not defend the three. They don't close out, and they just fall asleep and leave guys wide open for three. 107-103 Lakers with 2:31 left to go in OT. Ross is in Bergen County. Ross, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, man? My voice is shot. It's right off the back. My voice cracks. My bad. I'm coming off a cold, so if my voice cracks or something, that's what it's all. That's what it's about. Tom Thibodeau, it's time to pack your bags, man. It's time to go. This team is such a fundamental disaster. And, you know, the sick part is everyone's giving Leon Rose his flowers, and I think we still got it just because the fact that, the corner he turned with this franchise in the first place. And I'll be the first one to say, look, a couple of years ago we were getting clowned for the mid-three. Remember there was the old graphic Randall Brunson and R.J. Barrett, and
yep,
the whole R.J.I.Q. debate coming back up. And obviously the McHale trade is the headline grabber. You see him, he can't even inbound the ball in crunch time without turning over. The guy is just a hot mess. Cat, I was saying early on in the year, game on the line, game seven, I'd rather have the ball in Cat's hands than Brunson. And he has proven me wrong game after game. Now, I know he's got personal stuff going on, and obviously what he had going on with COVID.
Brunson about to have 40. He's got 36 right now.
I mean, dude, look, they're going to make the playoffs, right? Just,
of
by
course.
Default. I mean, who's beating them out? The Bulls, the Pacers, some of those lower echelon teams.
We know they're making the playoffs, but we also know that it's inevitable for them to run into the Celtics.
Bro, what was
Well, are they going to beat the Pistons right now? I mean, what was the last time they've blown a team out? Like big picture, if they win or lose this game, it means no. It doesn't really make a difference. They're going to finish at the 3 or the 4. I got to see big picture. Can they just purely dominate a game from first tip to last? And I think it's been a month since they've had like a.
Because they haven't been whole, and you're right. They're not blowing anybody out. The only good team they've been able to beat is Memphis.
Well, I mean, that was the OG buzzer beater, right? I mean, they were blowing Philly out. They took their foot off the gas there. This was somewhat of a blowout tonight. I mean, they're going to lose it. Miami was kind of, well, Miami was a comeback. I should take that back. That was kind of the gutsy, gritty win versus a team that's, you know, on their last leg, treated the best player.
You know who is just dookie juice? Mikal Bridges.
He's a freaking joke. I swear to God, you could draft 5 Frank Ntilikinas with those 5 first picks, and each one of them, the trade would still be a mess. And I saw somebody say the worst trade of all time. I won't go that far, but holy hell, man, is he? And talk about the Nova Knicks, the Nova 3. And I know Devo's been a mess in Minnesota.
Bro,
that play with the Towns in the heart. Uh oh.
I gotta let you go, Ross. Oh, no. 888-808-1019. Brunson trying to do it by himself. He just went down. He's grabbing his ankle. He looked like he stepped. Did he step on somebody? He should be all right, but still, he went down grabbing his ankle.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
And I mean, I was just about to say, yeah, no, this is terrible. I was about to say that this is the last 2 minutes here. They're down a bucket. This will show us something. Brunson will bail them out. Brunson is the will to win. Brunson is the guy that finds a way. He's about to have 40. Let's hope he can shake this off here. Nah, he's not shaking this one off. He's about to come off the court. And he's the captain, the leader of the team. If he can't go, I hate to see this. Because I also was going to say, like, of course they're making the playoffs. But everybody keeps talking about they can't beat the elite teams. So wherever they fall in the playoffs, they're going to run into the Celtics or the Cavs. And the narrative that I've been pushing for weeks is, let's not give up on them completely. Because every single season, we see a contender lose a star player. We saw Giannis go down and the Heat were able to beat the Bucks. How many years? Every single year, somebody goes down. Kawhi Leonard, Klay Thompson, Kyrie. This sucks. For this to be such an entertaining game and have all of these eyes from East Coast to West Coast on it, Knicks fans, Laker fans, NBA fans, 2 playoff teams going at it in overtime, and Brunson literally like putting the team on his back again. He goes down right here with an ankle. It just looks like he might have landed funny. This sucks. I hate to even be on air during it. I'm like, you need that guy. And you can't have a stretch here in March where you don't have that guy. But everything happens for a reason, right? Let's not get, you know, too far into the future that we don't know. But just for radio and sports talk purposes, say Brunson has to miss some time to get ready for the playoffs. And if the Knicks lose some games and they fall in the standings, their route could be a little different. Right now, they're in line to face the Pistons in the first round. You just heard Ross and Bergen County say, hey, could they beat the Pistons right now? And the Pistons, I mean, they've had a good year. They should be able to beat the Pistons in a series. But when you look at the standings, the Knicks are 4 games ahead of the Bucks. if Brunson is out for a couple weeks with an ankle, I mean, the standings could change. Maybe they end up drawing the Pacers, and that's what I think you would want. This is just for sports talk. This is just theoretical. If it were me, I would want to be that 4-5, face the Pacers, beat the Pacers, get that redemption from last year, and then potentially face the Cavaliers, who still have a lot to prove. You know, the Cavs still have to prove that they can do it in the playoffs. They've had a great regular season. They've only lost 10 games. I think they're on a ridiculous win streak right now. You know, they've won 12 in a row. But for the Knicks to potentially get out of the second round and maybe make a run, I don't know. Something has to change here. And, well, I don't have the sound on. Let me go to Twitter and see. I'm trying to see what people are saying. I mean, Brunson goes down. He gets fouled. He's taking his foul shots. That's another thing. You know, going back to Josh talking about Kyrie being a cancer. You know, there's a clip of Kyrie when he went down with the torn ACL. And then he goes to the foul line and shoots his foul shots. And he mouths two words. He says, "Thank God." And I was watching this podcaster talk about it. And he talked about how, you know, if you're a God-fearing man, if you're a religious person, you know, a lot of times you thank God when good things happen. You thank God, you know, when you're blessed. But we don't thank God when bad things happen. We don't thank God when, you know, things turn for the worse and not knowing what blessings could be behind it, what could come next. I did think it was powerful that Kyrie mouthed thank God, and just like how spiritual he is, you know, how tapped in he is. It's a different level, you know. I don't look at Kyrie as a team cancer that ruined every team that he went to. There's just, you know, circumstances. He's got an injury history. There are people that are mad at the Dallas Mavericks for the amount of minutes that they played Kyrie after the Luka trade. And I don't think that had anything to do with it. He stepped on Valanciunas' foot. Same thing when he hurt his ankle. You know, Giannis didn't give him space to fall. He came down, cranked his ankle on Giannis's foot. It's basketball. It happens. I hate to see what happened. Like, Kyrie was really hooping. He was balling for the Mavericks. And, you know, even the thought of getting AD back, Klay Thompson is out there, you know, with Spencer Dinwiddie and Max Christie. And I don't know what they're going to do in Dallas. Their fans hate their GM, hate the team. But, yeah, I wouldn't put that on Kyrie. I'd put that on Nico Harrison before I put that on Kyrie. 888-808-1019. They just showed Jalen Brunson walking back to the locker room. Jackson Dart took a spill. And Jackson Dart. Not Jackson Dart. Sports brain. Jackson Hayes. Imagine Jackson Dart was hooping in this game right now. But we do have to talk football. That's actually a good way, because that's a good way to segue here. I can introduce some of the Giants quarterback conversation, because there is a possibility that you see a quarterback room with Aaron Rodgers, Jackson Dart, and Tommy Cutlets. But I think they got to go big. I think they got to go get Cam Ward. 888-808-1019. The Lakers and Knicks game right now is tense. I don't have the sound on. It is 109-107 Lakers over Knicks with less than a minute to go, 59.7 to go. Brunson is out of the game with 39 points, 4 rebounds, 10 assists. Karl Anthony Towns, camera's on you. All eyes are on you. I'm going to need some heroics here from somebody, and they're expecting Karl Anthony Towns to be the guy. I'm rooting for him. Be a big moment coming back from the personal issues and the time off he had. The Knicks got to find a way to get a gutsy win here, to steal one here in L.A. When we come back, I will introduce some football things to the conversation around the Giants, around just the NFL new league year as cuts are being made, guys are being released, guys are looking for trades, rumors are happening. And if you do still want to get a word in on the Mets, on the Yankees, anything that you heard from Brian Cashman, David Stearns, or any thoughts from the spring training games, whether it's the lineup for the Yankees or the ball that was hit over Juan Soto's head in right field, we can talk about it. 1 hour left, exactly. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.